Jess in with you this morning, and for the last time for 2020, Singleton Council General Manager Jason Linnane joins me on the line. Jace, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I've never seen the world so bright, Jess. I'm so excited about what's going on here at Singleton, but I'm also equally excited about the holiday I'm about to have.
Oh yeah, you and me both, my friend. And we are in the Christmas spirit, and Singleton certainly is. There's heaps going on. There's elves hiding all over town. There's Christmas trees. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Oh, how good is it? We're so lucky here at Singleton that we've got such a strong community and such a connected community. We've teamed up, because we couldn't have our Christmas on John Street, we've teamed up again with the Rotary Club and also with the Singleton Business Chamber, and said, well, we can't do a Christmas on John Street, but we still got to do something. And I think what we've done, not an event, they won't bring the 4,000 or 5,000 people together, but Jesus, created a lot of positivity in our town and that real Christmas spirit. We've got our street trees are all have Christmas lights in there, and thanks so much to the Rotary for organising that and making that happen. All of our shopkeepers, or a large majority of our shopkeepers, with the decorations, the shop front decorations, and Santa's Little Helpers program, and the Singleton Business Chamber to Sue Gilmore and Danny Ether and the whole team, Darlene, the whole team there. They're such great partners, and this is something we needed to do, because we want to make sure we finish this year on such a positive note, and we are, and it's just wonderful.
No, you certainly are, and it's so great to see that, you know, despite all the roadwork and everything we've got going on, that Christmas has still been able to happen. And of course, the Christmas tree isn't where it normally is. It's at Pritchard Park this year too.
Yeah, they had to move it down to Pritchard Park for obvious reasons, because the work's happening up there on the end of John Street, Campbell Street.
Yeah.
But isn't it beautiful when you come over the bridge on the putty and bang, the first thing you see is a beautiful big welcome to Singleton sign. Then you see the Christmas tree. And on the other side of the road, we've got all the crepe myrtles that are in full bloom.
Yeah.
You just drive in, the grass is so green, you drive in. Now, Parson Garden, guys, I tip my hat. I've never worked with a better Parson Garden team than we have here. The place just looks really good, and it feels inviting, and it's positive, and yeah, it's wonderful. And the Spend in Singleton program, everything we're doing with the shopfront work with the businesses, and Santa's Little Helper program, doling out again Spend in Singleton cards for people who are winners of all those prizes. But it's so good, because it's money being spent back here in our town.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
It's just wonderful.
No, it's an awesome time of the year in Singleton, Jason, and it's capping off a huge year. I mean, just with the pandemic, your council has done such an amazing job keeping Singleton together and getting businesses through, and there's been a whole lot of planning and other works going on too, despite everything that's been going on.
Yeah, it's so amazing, and I'm going to call myself naive or ignorant, not sure which word it was, but when the pandemic first hit, I thought there for a while, oh, wow, this might be Trent's first start. I might go slow for a while and give us a chance to catch up on a whole range of things. But how wrong I've been. We've never been so busy.
Yeah.
And the planning world is a great example of that. It's a great exemplar of that. We're seeing a renovation boom across our LGA, and we're seeing a building boom. And a similar story when I talk to other general managers. It's not just here. It's across the country. But it's wonderful. Like, we've seen a 100% increase in DAs over the past 4 months. We're getting over 50 DAs a month now.
Oh, wow.
Usually we used to get 25.
Yeah.
And so good. So far this year, we've determined 322 development applications. We have 355 lodged. We've determined already 322. And that's over $60 million worth of development. And $35 million of that, so over half that's been since July. So in the middle of the pandemic, we're sort of coming out of it. It's just gone gangbusters. We've had over 52 dwellings, 53 sheds, 17 pools, 5 tourist and visitor accommodation facilities. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
That's awesome.
It creates a challenge for us, because we're not like the big councils down the bay. We're not like Newcastle and Port Stephens and Maitland and Mount Macquarie, who have substantial planning approval teams. We do run on an ollie rag, so to speak, but our staff have stood up so well, and I know the processing times, even though we're getting bombarded with the DAs, our processing times are coming down. We've made some changes, we've brought some extra resources in, some contractors in to help us through this peak, because we know it's really important. People want to spend their money and want to do these alterations, these new buildings and these developments. We've got to make sure we're getting the approvals out as quickly as possible as well. So it's been a great effort all around. It's just such a positive thing for our economy and our community to see these sorts of numbers coming through.
Exactly. And in January, for the first time ever, Singleton is having a mattress muster, so you can get rid of your old mattress and also know at the same time that a lot of that mattress is actually going to be recycled.
Yeah, and mattresses are a problem waste for every LGA.
Yeah.
So for the first time ever, and we're going to be doing two of these a year moving forward. For the first time ever, next on Saturday the 9th of January, between 10 and 2 p.m., the waste management facility will be taking mattresses for free. So it's a very good cost, free. And we're hoping that's going to, to a large degree, help us address the illegal dumping issue that we have.
Yeah.
But also will help us, as you rightly point out, help us with our sustainability journey, because over 75% of mattresses can be, 75% of the material, the product that makes up a mattress, can be recycled. But at the moment, that's not happening because they've been dumped and they're going to landfill. So that's a really good opportunity. And they take up a lot of space in the landfill too, because you can't compact the mattresses. So not only are we going to do two of those a year, we're going to do two tyre drop-offs as well.
Oh, cool.
And that's about getting those products and getting them into the recycling, into the circular economy, so we can recycle them and use them for other purposes.
Yeah.
So combine that with the bulk collection, curbside collection we do every year in our normal weekly curbside collection, it's really taking us to that next step, I suppose, in terms of managing our waste and contributing to that circular economy and ultimately reducing our footprint on planet Earth.
That's awesome. We do have all the details as well on that mattress muster at our website, 2nm.com.au. And last but certainly not least, Jason, with Christmas next week, what are the opening hours like for council?
Yeah, so we will have a number of our facilities, like all businesses, shutting down at Christmas New Year period, such a terrific time of year. From to the 24th, on the 24th, I should say, of December, our admin building, our library and children's services will all close at 12 o'clock. That's to give our staff enough time to get home and do what they need to do with their families and their friends and travel if they need to. They all reopen on Monday the 4th of January. The waste management facility will only be closed on Christmas Day. Again, a massive thanks to our staff for making themselves available to work on those other public holidays and through that period to make sure our community gets the services they deserve and they need. The usual curbside collection on Christmas Day will be collected on Boxing Day, as opposed to Christmas Day, but all other collections will be as normal. And people can jump onto our website and see the full list of holiday operating hours. But in the meantime, as we always say, if anyone has any sorts of issue, they can contact our after-hours service on our normal contact number, which is 65787290. And they want to do some interactions and transactions with us, they can always jump on and use our online services anytime, any day.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Jason, a big Merry Christmas to you and the whole team at Singleton Council, and thank you for all of your hard work throughout 2020.
Thanks, Jess. It's been a pleasure. We're privileged to be able to have the job we have to service our community. And it's also wonderful to be able to catch up with you and the Bear on a weekly basis to talk about what's going on in Singleton and help our community continue to be kept informed. So I want to say a massive happy Christmas and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and the Bear and all the team over there at 2NM and to all our listeners.